As humans, almost all investors are naturally inclined to follow tendencies dictated by our psychology. We extrapolate recent events into the future, and we're scarred by prior traumas. You know, these reactions make total sense in some cases, but in the case of investing, they can ruin our future. That type of thinking can cause us to extrapolate rising markets as if they'll continue to rise forever, or extrapolate market declines as if they never end. And both of those can go hand in hand. Remember real estate in 2005? So many people extrapolated that this rising market would go on indefinitely. Or how about 2008? Yes, it was scary and the decline was downright brutal. But did the United States go out of business? Of course not. Yet so many pulled their money out of the market only to see it rise without them. So yes, we have gotten to expect that markets pretty much go straight up. And they've been doing that since March of 2009. But the minute that we see any deviation from those expectations, we anticipate a market meltdown like 2008. The reality is, though, that the future doesn't always follow such extreme examples. As a matter of fact, those extremes are really quite rare. And indeed, extreme is a word that can be used to describe both the disaster of the financial crisis in 2008 and the tremendous bull market that followed, both of which were almost without parallel. In reality, though, the market is more inclined to follow a pattern seen throughout much of its history, and it's one that has more volatility than we've seen in the past, and one that might neither go straight up nor straight down. We must recognize the trade-offs that dictate the fact that, with higher potential reward, comes the necessity to undertake more potential volatility. And this volatility often means losses from time to time, in a way that is neither extraordinary nor necessarily predictive of any looming calamity. And yes, there are positives and negatives in the world, but when is there not? Some of the positives today are the U.S. economy is growing strong enough to provide for pretty strong payroll numbers and gains in payrolls in the last quarter. And this is good for the economy because it means more people will be buying real estate. Real estate is a good driver for consumer spending, and it has very strong positive indications for the future. Now, the negatives, we hear about them very strongly right now. There's global growth concerns, such as in China, and that could have ripple effects through the global economy. The strong U.S. dollar continues to be a strong headwind for U.S. corporate profits. And the sharp plunge in energy prices has prompted a sharp cutback in capital spending by many energy firms, and this has had ripple effects throughout the stock and bond markets. You know, they say you always climb a wall of worry in Wall Street, and it really does you no good to fret about it. But I can instead offer a few questions for you to think about. Have you calculated or sat down with somebody who will help you measure the outcome of good and bad markets on your financial goals? I mean, in particular, within the context of how you want to live, not some generic one-size-fits-all calculator that you found on the internet. Can you or your advisor identify those areas of your finance that are in your control and those that are not in your control? Knowing this is the key to what to do if something out of the ordinary happens. And make sure this analysis includes understanding the psychology of investing to help you make the right decisions and to help you understand what money really means to you and how money's role in your life motivates you. In other words, does money represent the attainment of happiness for you or perhaps freedom from fear for you? Also, in times like these, it's imperative that you recognize the human instinct to do something. This instinct ignores the most basic principle that we may be merely returning to an era of normal volatility. And more volatility is indeed normal. According to research, as a matter of fact, stock market volatility over the last 13 weeks is at the low end of the range of what is considered normal and typical. In fact, over the long span of time, the market experiences a decline of at least 10% once every 72 trading days on average. Yet over for the past 35 years, the U.S. stock market has been up far more years than it's been down. So try to keep things in context. And doing nothing, by the way, is also an action. And sometimes it's the hardest action to take. Also remember that stock prices are daily quotations of the opinion of the value of very large businesses. These businesses' actual value or intrinsic value is often something quite different than what is quoted on a daily basis. However, over time, the share value will reflect the real value of the business. This is the way things work, and it's important to always keep this fact in the top of your mind when making investment decisions. So how are you doing right now? The market is picking up volatility, right? Some days there is fear in the market, and some days there is elation in the market. And what does Buffett say about fear and elation? He says, buy when others are fearful, and let me hear it, sell when others are greedy. So, which emotion is controlling you right now?